on Southeast AgNet.
It's been a busy few weeks for many citrus growers who, on top of normal duties, have been learning about the new citrus black spot fungal disease confirmed recently in Collier County. Of course, this is always a busy time for growers as they deal with emerging pests, fungal diseases, and weeds, along with a host of other normal spring production practices. One relatively new practice is the use of low-volume sprays to control the psyllids that spread HLB. Multi-County Citrus Extension Agent Ryan Atwood tells why many growers have adopted low-volume spraying.
Well, it just comes down to money, basically. Low-volume technology is about one-fourth to one-fifth cheaper than your traditional air blast sprayers. Psyllid management requires multiple applications to control the insect effectively, and that's where low-volume's role really comes in. You can cover a lot more ground, about 4 to 5 times the acreage in a night, and it's a lot cheaper. So it's a no-brainer when you have to spray a lot to come up with a technology that can efficiently kill psyllids and do it cheaply.
He says growers in the northern citrus belt, where HLB incidence has been relatively low, hope to keep it that way with their low-volume spray.
I think the proof will be in the pudding this upcoming year or two for the growers that started about 3 years ago. We do find HLB incidences in our area. They are very low. The growers are removing those trees, and not all growers, but the growers that are doing a lot of low-volume spraying are removing trees, and Our hope is that the incidence level will just drop off because the psyllid control with that technology when using it frequently is really actually pretty good.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.